Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Social media marketing. Big fan of that, social media marketing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I just got some questions for you. What if you had perfect people reaching out to you every single day? Wanted to get your products, wanted to join your team, wanted to work with you. And what if you had a plan that if you followed, we can guarantee that happens? Would that be neat? Helpful? Six of you? Perfect. Right. All right, so you six, just gather up here. We'll all talk. Let's have a private chat. The number one overall issue for the network marketing profession is social media. Because like I mentioned yesterday, you know, back in, you know, whatever, 60s, 70s, or whatever, the worst networker could only turn off six or seven people. There are only a handful of people would see him coming and be like, oh, good. Well, now even the worst networkers on social media negatively impacting the profession to the tunes of hundreds, if not thousands of people. And so we really feel, and there's a lot of, you know, it's been an interesting ride these last 10 years in that, you know, it went from almost all leaders, social media bad, fire, right? Right? At some point in the last 10 years, almost every leader was in network marketing was against social media. They felt that it was, taken away from the traditional methods, taken away from home parties and all those different things. And so they put up this defense against it. And some of them have loosened up. Some of them have said, you know what, we're not going to get rid of it. It's going to happen whether we like it or not. And it's just an extension of communication that we're not going to go backwards. It's not going to go back to, hey, let's not know what everyone's doing, right? It's only going to get, more popular. And so there's still some that are, anti-social media. And I'll tell you, it's a really dangerous slope. I can tell you right now, I know at least 20 stories of a high producer that was good on social media, that was getting results, recruiting people like crazy, building up a team, that were shunned by their upline, that quit that company and went to another company. I know lots of those stories. That is a mistake. I would encourage both, if you're pro-traditional, if you're pro-social media, either one, I would just encourage both parties, don't be absolute. Don't be absolute. I had people on my team that they could barely operate the microwave, let alone social media. But they ran lots of parties. They crushed it. They built huge teams. Was I like, you really should learn marketing? No, I'm like, way to go. Yay. Keep rocking it. And so just don't be absolute. Don't say that all home parties, those are negative. No, nothing wrong with them. They're an option. They're an option. Just like social media is an option. And so I would just encourage those that are more leaning toward traditional, social media is an option. You gotta admit that. It is an option. It's not the only way. And you social media, gang, don't be anti, home meetings, don't be anti-traditional and anti, warm market. I see people, bashing, warm market, and I see it both ways. I see people say, don't you dare talk to strangers. It's always strange to me. And then I also see people, don't you dare talk to warm market. It's absolutes. Makes no sense. If you believe in your product, service, or opportunity, why wouldn't you just talk to whoever? Talk to whoever you want. Just don't be addicted to the outcome. And so I would just encourage you, don't be absolute. If you're someone, and you're probably not in this room, actually, but if there's a leader that most likely isn't in this room that is real anti their team doing social media, you are going to lose some highly productive people. You're going to lose them. They're going to say, to heck with this. I'm going to go where I'm appreciated. I've heard stories of people that were really good on social media that experienced what I experienced in my very first network marketing company, and that is my upline was so against how I was doing things that they would reach out to the people I recruited and bash me. That's a blueprint to win, right? and so you just, hey, there are people that are going to do it differently than you. There are people that are going to do it. Maybe you wish that they would just, do it this way. Well, if they're doing it and they feel good about it and they're producing and not harming the profession, the company, the team, then that's okay. Is that cool? So, all right, so what we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the two categories of building your business. Many of you know this, but I always need to kind of stress that. How I would market anything. It's not... And I encourage you to be what we call elastic, all right? So elastic means that you can take a concept and apply it across different ideas. And so, if you're, selling candles, you may get marketing ideas from hair care marketing, right? And so to be more elastic, I can look at, different commercials or infomercials or whatever, and I can take snippets from that have nothing to do with what I do, but I can understand the psychology of why it might work this way. And so be more elastic, be not so rigid in your learning. Share with you our Facebook Live formula and getting others to reach out to you, and how to deal with leads. Now, interesting thing about, where's my rank makers? All right. So rank makers has really helped me learn a lot, in that I've learned that, one, no matter how many times I teach posture, I still need to teach it. And number two, when someone says they got a script, they really don't. And so there's some very specific things that I'm going to suggest to you and kind of help you out with that have nothing to do with technology, but just human communication. Because I want you to really understand. If you understand human communication, then you will be able to master whatever social media comes out. There's going to be a new one that's way more awesome that comes out in a few years or whatever. And I want you to be able to know how to communicate with human beings. And, what will increase your chances of getting them interested or open to your product, service, or opportunity. But we've shared this formula a lot. Anna's not here, I don't think. Right? She's not here? I think she might be on live stream. But says she's been following the formula. She gets 2 to 5 leads per video, which, that's not a humongous amount. But, hey, 2 to 5 leads a video? How many would like just 2 to 5 leads of people reaching out to you each and every day? That'd be pretty neat, right? We got Trip. He says, thanks to social media training that he's received from us, been able to recruit 67 new reps, enroll 23 new customers, and rank advance to the highest rank in his company. And he had recruited a few before, but never like this, is what he's saying. We got Lanice. I've become more comfortable with conversations without awkwardness, which is a big deal. And she's been able to connect with new people on a regular basis, rank advance in her company after trying for 15 months, and today received her largest company paycheck, which puts her on track to replace her day job from the social media training. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lanice, not here. I think she's live streaming as well, I believe. And one last one, I believe, Katie Clark, been able to grow her team by 50 in the last 6 weeks, and her Facebook Live views and interaction have skyrocketed. Pretty cool. So, there's two methods of building, and I talk about this all the time. There's prospecting. I thought this was a funny photo. I don't know. But there's prospecting, where you're reaching out to an individual. And this could be online, offline. It could be cold market. It could be warm market. It could be through a telephone. It could be email message, private message. But it's you reaching out to an individual. That is what I call prospecting. Now, some industries, they have different vernacular around prospecting. Nope, it's a scheduled lead or something. We just call it reaching out to an individual. You're reaching out to one person saying, hey, you open to him a deal, or whatever you're saying. But it's you reaching out to an individual. This you can control. You can control this. You can control how many people you reach out to. Can't control how many people respond. Can't control how many people say yes. Can't control how many people become a customer, become a rep. That you can't control. There were, even when, Sharon mentioned my interview, that was back in, I think, 2010 or 11, maybe, with Eric Worre, where I talked about, I read a book called Go for No, went for 20 no's a day, and there were, hey, going for 20 no's a day with how I am with communication, there were still weeks I didn't get signups. There were depressing weeks, But it happened. Couldn't control it. But I absolutely could control my activity. You can control your activity. You can control how many people you reach out to. You can, okay? The other method is marketing. I don't know why I picked this picture. Try to spice it up a little bit. But that's where you attract people to you. So marketing is actually passive. You're doing something you hope an unnamed individual reacts or responds to. And so this could be blog posts, podcasts, Facebook Live, status update, could be a flyer in the laundromat, could be, you know, drop cards. Some of you guys still use that, right? So it could be whatever method. You don't know who's going to respond because it's not aimed at an individual. It's just aimed at, I sure hope someone sees this and responds or reacts to it.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.